You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
In this episode, we're recapping the game of all games. That's right. The final championship game of American football and everything that goes with it. It's Apathetic Enthusiasm.
It's Sports Corner, where Brandon Traps breaking down all of the highlights, lowlights, sidelights, and streetlights in this year's 2024 Super Game. Welcome to Apathetic Enthusiasm.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're back in the highlights again. You know, it's your favorite song by that guy who also sang Valerie.
Valerie! Valerie,
you know, that guy.
He
was in the Spencer Davis group. You know, I'll look it up.
Taylor Swift.
I'll look it up while you're doing things.
Taylor Swift. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Apathetic Enthusiasm. This is the podcast where Brandon and I sit back, relax, crack a cold Fairlife protein chocolate milk. Not a sponsor.
Steve Winwood.
If you want to sponsor us, Fairlife, call us up.
Cow us up.
Delicious.
Cow us up.
Cow us up.
Hey, why is
you
it?
You can.
Are we, since we're talking about advertisements, are we not? Are we just spending the rest of our time coming up with cool, quippy catchphrases for popular brands?
You never know exactly where an Apathetic Enthusiasm episode is going to take you. But yeah, if you want to contact us with any kind of advertisement deals, you can do that over on X. At Apathusiast. I am at Juggle Mino. He is at Barnyard Cruise. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/apatheticenthusiasmshow. Our email, the preferred way to reach out to us with any advertising opportunities, is apatheticenthusiasmshow@gmail.com. We're on Instagram, apathetic_enthusiasm. You can find us on the web, apatheticenthusiasm.com. We have YouTube if you want to see video versions of the podcast over at youtube.com/apatheticenthusiasm. And of course, the Patreon. Patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm. Thank you to all the patrons who get bonus post shows and extra content that's just not available to you normies.
Anywhere else.
Anywhere
else.
Yeah.
You can look. You might look under a rock, perhaps. You might look for a rainbow and try the edge of the rainbow. You won't find a pot of gold there, and you won't find bonus content from us. Oh, no. No, no, no. You won't find any bonus content from Steve Winwood, who sang Valerie and also Back in the High Life Again.
Not on our Patreon.
No. No, you won't do it. Steve Winwood and us, we hang out on the weekends, but you won't see that unless you subscribe to Patreon.
There it is.
All right.
So as mentioned, it was Super Bowl weekend.
He also sings Higher Love, Travis.
Give me a higher love.
Yep. Which my friend Aaron lovingly says is about Jesus. So, you know.
I don't know.
Bring me a higher love.
I don't know.
You know? Maybe he's talking about proposing on a mountain. We don't know.
Maybe.
What Winwood was looking.
Higher love.
Oh.
And in the stadium. in Denver.
Ooh,
Mile High.
Okay. Anyways, okay, go ahead, Travis. Yeah. Sorry, I interrupted
Broncos
you.
Fan. Yeah, so
stupid.
Super Bowl weekend. We both watched the game. We will talk all about it. But at first, and before avid fans of Apathetic Enthusiasm get too excited, I did not create any games this time, having to do with commercials or advertisements or things like that. I know I have in the past because you watched the game, right, Brandon? You tuned in. You were excited.
I was tuned in. I was right there with it, play by play, looking at all the ups and downs, especially the downs of the first half. And it was
there were like first downs and second downs and third downs or all the downs.
Yeah. And very
touchdowns,
low scoring downs.
Yeah. So I have to ask, like, because the Super Bowl is an unofficial holiday in the United States. A lot of people get very excited for it. There are, I'm sure, a significant portion of the population that could care less and do other things on Super Bowl Sunday. I just don't know those people. I was excited. What was sort of your plan going in? Were you hosting a gathering? Were you attending a party? Were you making any special meals? Or were you just like, we're just going to figure out what channel it's on? I think I have a half bag of Doritos and we'll Uber eat some food.
This is going to be halftime. The most boring conversation that I've given you. And that's saying a lot.
That's saying a lot. Because we went through a whole phase where you wanted to talk about psychology. So.
Which that is interesting. I don't care who you are. Okay. So Friday, my dad's like, what are you doing for Super Bowl? Like, I don't know. Watch it on TV. He said, you want to come over on Sunday?
Preferably.
And he said, and I said, yeah, I'll come over Sunday. And so Sunday, I went over to my parents' house and my brother showed up. And then, we had Brett brought some Doritos, a full bag of Doritos.
Full bag. Uh-huh. Fancy.
I ate a whole lot of chips and salsa. I watched the game. I had some beer. We were taking shots whenever we saw Taylor Swift. I owe my dad, I think, a couple of shots still because he stopped. He stopped. Him and my brother were like, no, we can't do this anymore in like the third quarter. And by the way, in the first half, they barely showed her. They barely showed her. But then
she averages 23 seconds of screen time in most Chiefs games. I think she got extra screen time during the Super Bowl, if I'm being real,
if you're being honest, but they showed her more in the second half when the Chiefs were
actually playing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so anyway, they stopped third quarter at the end of the third quarter, and I was like, well, I'm gonna keep going, but I'm not gonna do them right now. But I'll put them in the queue. I'll put them in the hopper.
Yeah. I'll do them while I'm recording the podcast. Every time we mention Taylor Swift. I'll take a drink. So
yeah. So that's what I did. And then I went home. Chelsea drove me home.
Please drink responsibly. Anytime you enjoy Fairlife protein packed chocolate milk, please drink responsibly. So all right. So you didn't cook anything?
Nope.
You just went and freeloaded off your parents?
Yep.
Good for you.
Hell yeah I did. I didn't take anything over there. I said, do you want me to bring anything? No. So I drank my dad's beer and Brett's beer and drank his alcohol and ate their chips and salsas and shat in their bathroom, you know.
yeah
I did.
That's a Super Bowl.
I didn't.
Super Bowel didn't. Movement. Am I right?
No, I didn't do that. I didn't do that until the next morning, which was today, Monday, because I'll probably not edit this tonight. I'll probably edit it on Tuesdays as I do. But I want to make an observation. Super Bowl Monday. If you go into work on a Super Bowl Monday, first thing in the morning, if you go into a bathroom, that shit's going to be full, literally. And so some of you, I walked in like, every one of these stalls is packed. Super Bowl Monday, the shitter's right. holiday.
I think I saw, so I got up early on Sunday because I had half of a brisket left over that I was going to smoke. And I get up, I put a rub on it, get it all set up, throw it in the smoker. Mm. And then I'm watching like morning television. I just turned my TV onto CBS at like 8 a.m. and just left the TV on that channel until 10:30 at night. It was whatever CBS had, that's what was on in my house. So CBS Sunday morning, it's like a news program for old people. It's very interesting.
It's like
if 60 Minutes got up really early and decided to show up before lunch. And so they had a story about prop bets and different, like all of the little things that people bet on now, whether it's the length of the national anthem or what color the Gatorade is that gets splashed on the winning coach. All sorts of like really random things that people will bet on, and like billions of dollars being bet this year just on prop bets, which I thought was crazy. But then there was like another little thing in there about how much food people eat during the Super Bowl and the amount of calories that are consumed. And it rivals any other like major holiday, be that Christmas, Thanksgiving, things like that. And I'm no different. I made the brisket. We smoked jalapeno poppers.
Oh yeah, nice. That sounds good. Sounds good.
Chips and queso.
Ooh.
We had a handful of wings in our freezer that we hadn't used. We're like, yeah, let's make wings too. there were carrots and celery, so you know, that's not good. All meat based products.
My mom had bought some of these. They're air fryer wings, like specifically for the air fryer, and they were pretty good. I gotta say,
I learned baking powder is the secret.
Really?
Throw baking powder on the wings, then you can put them in, like, you could bake them or whatever. Crisps up the skin without frying.
Wow!
Yeah, this is a 40 and older podcast now.
Really? Baking powder?
You toss them in baking powder.
Really?
Yeah. Bake them. That's what the lady on the social media video said.
Yeah, and it worked?
I mean, they're better than when we usually bake them.
Okay, so, but I mean, so...
I don't know.
Middling.
That
Middling
they went in after the game started and came out after the game was started. So I was already divorced from thinking about the kitchen.
Okay.
Like I prepared all of my food in advance and then went and sat on the couch during the kickoff show, and I stayed in that general vicinity. I didn't realize that Sheena had baked an entire pan of brownies and served it with vanilla ice cream on top until she had reached over the couch and put it in front of my face. I was like, ooh. And this is, of course, after I'd already eaten way too much food.
Yeah.
So, but it was great. It was great. What'd you think of the game itself? First off, who were you rooting for?
I was rooting for the 49ers.
Same.
So
we
can
wallow in pity together.
Rooting for the 49ers. I don't like Mahomes' face. I don't. This is nothing against Taylor Swift. I don't like Kelce either. It was cemented when he yelled at his coach.
When he accosted his head coach.
Yeah, like
on the sideline,
openly yelling at him and pushed him a little bit. I'm like, what the hell? What the hell just happened?
Here's my thing. My thing about Travis Kelce is I like Travis Kelce off the field and as a football player, but I do not like him as a personality on the football field.
Yeah.
Right? Like New Heights podcast, stuff that he does with his brother, things that he does when he's not playing. A lot of that stuff I enjoy. I do. And as far as Kelce's go, I prefer Jason, just personal preference. But yeah, he's fine in that way. And then You can't argue he's a phenomenal tight end. He's a great football player, but he gets really, really excited, and you know, and you need that energy, and I you know, that's fine. But like, there are times when I'm just like, bro, like,
yeah, it's okay. You can calm down.
Andy Reid, that's like, but I mean, he was being underutilized in the first half, and wouldn't you know it, in the second half when they get the ball to him a little bit more, they start playing better and end up winning the football game. So anyway, I mean, it was a slow game. It was a defensive fight for a majority of the game. It went to overtime, which has only happened one other time in Super Bowl history, I think.
Yeah, like a handful of times. I wish it had gone to double overtime. That would have been fun.
Yeah.
But instead, the defenders misread and let him get a touchdown to close out overtime. They lost. It was the first half was okay, and then the second half was more exciting. I feel bad for John Kaufelt, who I was like, I'm not going to send him any messages before, during, or after the game until he reaches out to me. And about an hour or two after the game, he reached out to me. I'm like, sorry, man.
Oh, wow. I got the text earlier than that.
Yeah.
I feel honored because I know you guys are, you know, you guys have boxed me out of the friendship.
Yeah. Let me just go ahead and clarify. I got the text an hour or two later because I didn't check my phone until I got home from my parents. So he really could have been texting me during the game.
Probably was. That makes sense. I was the follow-up text. Like, he opened the app and he's like,
yeah,
let me talk to Brandon. And then when you left him on unread, mm-hmm. or maybe you read it and just ignored it.
Yeah. Because it was on my home screen. I was like, okay.
And he's like, I guess I'll see what Travis has to say. Now, I did text him immediately after the Lions lost to the 49ers. And I just said, beat the Chiefs. And he said, we're going to try or whatever. And then the next text a week later was, we let you down. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So I guess.
What did you think of the halftime show?
Usher, USHERRAYMOND.
What?
And baby, tell me what you want to do.
Yeah.
Me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was fantastic. I was smiling pretty much the whole time. Like, it felt like a middle school dance. It, like, whew. Usher in his, mid to late 40s, still a performer.
Probably in his 50s. Like, probably in his 50s.
I think he's like 47, 48. I think we just Googled it this week, Sheena and I, because we were trying to figure that out.
45 years old.
45. Yeah. So a great dancer, great performer. All of the guests that he had in the performance, I thought Alicia Keys was awesome. I was super excited to see her.
Yeah.
Ludacris with the big afro as he's doing his part there.
Yeah.
What was it? Little John.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was fun. I thought it was a good performance, and I thought I did a great job. I don't know. What did you think?
You know, I'm not a hip hop guy.
Certainly not
hip hop by nature. I'm not really a hip hop guy. On Saturday, Chelsea and I, she was like, "Oh, Usher,
more of like an R&B artist."
Yeah. Sure. Hip hop anonymous. Chelsea was like, "Yeah, he. You know, he's got lots of songs." I'm like, really? What songs does he have? She's like, yeah, like this one. Uh-huh. And this one. Huh? And this one. Huh? And then she's like, you know, like there's the one that's like, yeah. And and like, oh, okay. Yeah, no, I know that one.
Oh, yeah. I know that one.
And so
he's a regular what's his name? He's a regular
Randy Newton.
No, he's a regular Vince Gill with all the songs that he's got.
That's the one. Old Vince Gill. I love all his songs. But because I'm not a huge Usher fan, not saying I don't like him, not just saying I don't know his music. I was like, he was okay. It felt like his vocals were turned down.
He was working out there.
Yeah, so yeah.
He was still maintaining pretty impressive breath control.
Yes.
Because he was still singing through a lot of cardio.
Yeah. But he wasn't very loud. It was like the volume was hiding the imperfections in his voice. I felt, right? And he's only 45. I could do that at 45. You know, I'm not going to because I'm not.
I want to see you strap on a pair of roller skates and a sequin covered jumpsuit and go sing in the middle of a football field.
It was 51 degrees in Vegas last night, and he was sweating up a storm.
Oh, yeah.
He was glistening.
For sure.
But I do want to say that even though I may not be a roller skater like he is, my brother Tim, he might put Usher to shame. And I'm sure my brother watching that halftime show is probably like, I could do that. He probably put on his roller skates right there and went down to the local rink.
Just lacing them up. It's like, I'm inspired by Usher. And he got it. Tim, he got it bad.
Tim loves roller skating at the rink. You know,
like to this day?
Yeah, he loves it, man. God. He loves it.
I mean, it's a good time. I love strapping on some rollerblades and getting out there.
Roller skates, not rollerblades.
Yeah, I'm a rollerblader.
Yeah, no,
that's me.
Oh, okay.
That's my childhood.
Yeah.
Can't take that away from me.
Can't take tank.
Played roller hockey. It happened.
We went to a roller rink.
Look at my Wikipedia.
my family and there's this dude who's probably like mid-40s, early 50s. A worse stash than mine, but just tricking out to the roller skates, like just
grooving to those 1970s hits,
and shooting
the duck,
doing like spins and stuff like that, like whoo-hoo. I'm like, who's he impressing? Not me.
Everyone. That's the answer.
Oh yeah, I was impressed.
Usher, I thought was great. Sheena was convinced and slightly influenced by the majority of Instagram, I think, into thinking that there would be a surprise appearance by Justin Bieber. Because if you don't know, like, pop music history, I guess Usher was instrumental in the discovery and, you know, popularity of Justin Bieber. He, like, helped usher him into the music industry, if you will. And
I don't want to give you a laugh for that.
Justin Bieber was at the Super Bowl. I saw footage of him in the stands, but yeah, he wasn't in the halftime show. So the halftime show ended and she was just like, but what about Justin Bieber? I was like, he has only performed live like once in the last few years. I didn't think this was going to be.
Was that one woman who's with Taylor, China Ice or something like that?
Ice Spice.
China Ice. Yeah, Ice Spice. Well, Ice I guess Spice. it's like the West Indies type thing, like the spice trade. Sure. You know, that's probably where I was going.
Yeah, whoever controls the spice controls the galaxy. So. Yeah.
When somebody said Ice Spice the other day and I was like, one of the Spice Girls is there? I'm not tracking what's going on.
I definitely saw a meme on like Threads or something in like the second quarter, and it was just a picture of Blake Lively, Taylor Swift, Ice Spice, and whoever that other lady was that was next to Taylor Swift. And it just said, I'm gonna tell my kids that this was the Spice Girls. It made me laugh.
That's great.
It made me laugh.
Ice Spice had a commercial. Switching it over into commercials.
Super Bowl ads. The other reason people watch.
She had a commercial, and Brett was like, "Ugh, Ice Spice." I'm like, "Who's that? The Spice Girl?" And like, no, it's this rapper who sucks. She's not. her music sucks. She's a crappy rapper. And the only reason anybody listens to her is because she has a huge ass. Or something like that.
All right. Hot takes.
Hot takes.
Ice Spice.
From the cruise.
From your brother, Brett.
So I was like watching the video, and then he like played a song for me from her.
Send your comments to care of Brett Cruz at apatheticenthusiasmshow@gmail.com.
And yeah, I was like, this song is not very good. It was like, it wasn't a very good, the lyrics weren't great. And I was like,
I feel like she's got a popular song that was really big on like TikTok and Instagram Reels for a while. Like it was like a song that all the teens were using for their videos.
Like a Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
Yeah.
She had that song on
there.
She
was a race car driver.
Ace of Spades.
The Ace of Spades. Yeah. I don't remember what commercial Ice Spice was in.
It was like a Boobly or something like that. I don't know. There's a lot of Temu commercial.
Temu. If Temu would like to sponsor this podcast, just send us. You apparently have plenty of money.
You have so
you
much
had
money.
So many Super Bowl commercials, and it was the same one over. Like, have you heard of that website prior to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I tell everybody not to order from it because it's very, very shady, and they're probably stealing your information to hack your identity,
and then selling it and turning those funds into
more Temu
money
ads
to buy Super Bowl ads.
Yeah, no.
Did you have any idea that was how you're supposed to pronounce the website?
Temu?
Temu?
I did it.
We said Temu all the time.
All the time.
Every time.
I always
time
say,
like, don't order off Temu.
I don't order Temu.
They're like, ooh, Temu.
Because Temu is in League of Legends, and so I'm always like, Temu. So Temu makes. Yeah. But yeah, that commercial, make joke about identity theft and the shady quality of all the stuff you get it over at Temu. But the commercial itself kind of leans into that, because everything is colored in a different shade, and then the Temu orange box infects the rest of the world with the color orange. It's stealing everything that makes you you. Do not fall into
like a billionaire at Temu.
Don't get suckered into identity theft, everybody.
I'm looking. I am scrolling through USA Today's rankings of all of the Super Bowl commercials. I cannot find the Temu one in the rankings. Like, either I'm missing it or it's not in the top 53.
Well, I know what the number one is, Travis. And I'm gonna
what is your prediction on the number one?
Well, it's a tie between the Catholic one and Scientology.
The Catholic one and Scientology.
I forget which one.
Oh, you're talking about the Jesus ones?
Yeah.
Which one was the Scientology one?
It's the one the Scientology did two commercials, and it was just like join us.
I genuinely wonder if that was specific to the Los Angeles area, because I don't remember seeing a Scientology commercial at all.
Really? Because
they may have played.
It shows
your local affiliate.
It shows a building, and then it is like Scientology. But I've heard.
Tom Cruise is just like.
But other people were talking about Scientology too. Did you saw the Jesus ones? So
definitely saw the Jesus ones. That is an organization that I've seen other commercials from. Now the whole website's freezing. It's what is it? It's like something
Temu.
ooh.
Jesus.
What is it? It's something us. Him with something with us or whatever. I just saw the the ad for it here. I'm not prepared. He gets us. He gets us is the organization. Yeah. And it was the foot washing commercial. I guess that is that's a big Christian organization that's backed by like the owner of Hobby Lobby. So he just has like billions of dollars. And just
I think you just either Scientology blocked your TV, so you didn't see the ad. You saw like a Wendy's commercial instead. I think
probably.
I think Scientology's like, no, we're not going to give this information to our enemies.
Yeah, we didn't see it because we got like, come on down to Earl's gun range. We got 1,800 square feet of the best climate-controlled gun ranges. Yeah.
You want wind in your guns? We got a wind farm where we shoot guns into the wind. See how
we don't use wind here. We only drill for oil. This is Oklahoma. Love
we
it
got,
here.
We
this
got oil state. Mills.
All right. I'm going to break down top 10 commercials based on USA Today's rankings. The first one is Like a Good Neighbor, the Arnold Schwarzenegger State Farm commercial.
That's number one.
Where that's based on their rankings. I don't even know what these are. These are over 160,000 people who are registered to vote in the USA Today ad meter competition voted on their favorite ads. And Like a Good Neighbor was the number one. And then let me see. I have to refresh.
Oh, boy.
The number two. Can you guess the number two? Let's see if you can guess the top five.
Are they based on
160,000 people's rankings?
The movies? Any movies in there?
None of them are movie trailers.
Okay. All right.
I'll give you a hint. One of them
Michael Cera. Michael Cera's on there.
No, I like the Michael
what?
Cera one.
How is Michael Cera one's not on there? That's the best.
It's the Dunkin' Donuts commercial. With what's his name? Ben Affleck
and Matt Damon.
Yeah. Matt Damon. Which I thought was okay. It was all right. The Perfect 10. I'm sorry, I guess I'm supposed to let you guess, but
no,
the Kia Electric commercial where she ice skated in front of her grandpa who was like stuck in a wheelchair.
Okay. That's not very funny at all.
No, it wasn't.
That's not funny.
The Uber Eats one where everybody forgets stuff, the worth remembering.
Oh.
And like Jennifer Aniston can't remember David Schwimmer or something.
Oh yeah, I didn't hear that one.
Okay.
I couldn't hear that.
The number five was Born to Play, which was the long NFL commercial with the boy, I think in Africa, who was like imagining that he was playing football.
Yeah.
Which is a good one. I like the Hard Knocks Dove Super Bowl film with all the girls in sports.
I'll tell you the one I liked, Travis. This is my
favorite.
My top two that are not movies were the Michael Cera one. Love it.
Yep.
Love
CeraVe.
It. CeraVe. And then the number two, because it actually, of all the commercials out there, the one that actually made me laugh was when the French give us they give us the Statue of Liberty. And then we're like, what are they like? I think they like cheese. And then they just give them a big cheese board. And then they're all like, yeah. And there's like a mime who's like, yeah. Like
that crack been pooping.
Yeah, it's an Etsy. It's an Etsy commercial.
Oh, it's an Etsy one. I like the talking like Walken where everybody's doing bad impressions of Christopher Walken to him.
Yeah. I like that one, but it's like an SNL sketch. Like they've already got that. So it's like it's kind of been done before.
Outside of that, I don't know that there were like there was a T-Mobile commercial that had like Zach Braff.
Oh yes, I saw that one. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's That's pretty all right. Big news. Baja Blast of becoming available everywhere, not just at Taco Bell. I guess that's a thing. Everywhere. I don't know. I've never had Baja Blast.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good, but
never had it.
I didn't realize it wasn't everywhere already.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, thank you, France. This is an Etsy commercial. I will have to watch that later. Okay. So, yes, obviously we had the game. We had the commercials. There were some great commercials. But intermixed with those commercials were some movie trailers or like teasers for trailers. I think this is a new and frequent trend because the cost for advertising is so high during the Super Bowl that now you'll just get a very short ad advertising that the trailer for the film is available online now. So you can stop watching the other commercials and go stream the trailers to your favorite films. The first movie.
So real quick, I want to talk about that for a second because that's what's happening with now. Let's do a teaser. Go to now streaming on such and such, right? Like see the full trailer. From a product management perspective, that's a really great way to see how many people actually are interested in seeing your movie. Like. Versus the ratings, right? Like, because everyone's watching the Super Bowl, even if, like, just because the TV's on doesn't mean you're watching that commercial specifically. Like, going to YouTube or going to their website is a better way to be like, oh, okay, we're tracking how much traffic was generated right after this advertisement aired, right? Or like, over the next 24 hours. So, from that perspective, I think that's also interesting.
There was definitely only one film that I stopped and immediately went and found the link for and went and watched the trailer. And that was the first trailer that
television
that
I saw. Had
Knuckles coming to Paramount Plus. it was the Deadpool Wolverine movie, starring
Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman. I wanted to do them backwards, and I didn't consider how bad that would sound. Fuck. Oops. That's not a clip I'm going to play.
One of my other favorite commercials was about ending hate towards Jewish people. I thought that was... I thought that was powerful. The speechwriter for Martin Luther King Jr.
RFK, the RFK commercial.
Oh, the RFK commercial. That will stay in our memories. Hugh Jackman, and he's got a huge Ackman, and Van City Reynolds. I think it looks good. I'm very excited about some of the implications. The folding of this franchise into the greater MCU has some interesting potential.
The time variance authority from Loki seasons 1 and 2. They got the guy who played Pyro in the X-Men 2 and X-Men 3. Obviously they've got Hugh Jackman in it. And supposedly there's going to be a bunch of cameos in the movie, which would be great. Looking forward to seeing that. The fact that this is, whereas like Captain Marvel introduced Beast in the post credits. Sorry, spoilers. Everyone should know this by now. Even if you haven't seen the Marvels, like this will be the first mutant movie in the MCU.
Yeah, it's exciting. Did you watch the Marvels?
Nope, it's on Disney Plus.
It is. I plan on streaming it very soon.
The post credits is Beast from X-Men.
Oh, thanks. Spoiler alert. They told me. A few other trailers that were featured during the Super Bowl. The motion picture retelling of the hit Broadway musical Wicked.
Oh, Wicked.
This was a full trailer. I would argue this was more than just a teaser. It looks really good. I think the visuals look great. I personally have never seen Wicked. I'm interested. I think Wizard of Oz is a great movie. It's a personal favorite. So I'm very interested to see. I heard that this might be done in two films.
Whoa.
But I can't back that up. That's just something I heard on the internet.
That's
so
wicked.
That is wicked, yo. But yeah, so Wicked, that's coming. And then Twisters, the long anticipated sequel to Twister.
I gotta tell you, Travis. I gotta tell you. I was
you
like,
better tell me.
I was like, oh shit, it's Twisters. me and Brett, my dad, were like, oh, it's Twisters. I saw Twister in the theaters with my dad way back in the day. Yeah. So I was like, all right. Yeah. R.I.P.
Filmed
Bill
in
Paxton.
The great state of Oklahoma, where you can come to the gun range where we have all the
we got Twisters inside a locked chamber. So you can shoot your guns at them.
You can shoot that tornado right down the 25-meter gun range.
Here's an F5 tornado. that's the scale of the tornadoes. They're going on an F scale.
They do.
They true. Tamed they them. Do. That's just like they lasso them, and they're like, woo! And they corral them in a sealed hermetic chamber.
Put them in bullets. All right, so Twisters so is coming. Looks actiony. Hopefully it's good. I saw the little machine where they release all the little silvery balls into the tornado. Looks like they've perfected the technology. What could go wrong?
I hope that at the end they tie themselves to a pipe underground using a belt, and then they see the eye of the tornado.
it's gonna be perfect. One last film that caught my eye, yet another Planet of the Apes movie.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. What did they say? Have a nice day, or they just kept repeating the same line over and over again. Like, it's a nice day or something. I don't know.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was teaching the other apes how to talk, I think is the
so for that trailer, it started, I was like, Planet of the Apes, woo! And then my brother was talking to me, my dad started telling me, like, I'm watching this commercial. I wanna watch this. Shut up. Because I love Planet of the Apes movies. The first three were great. Love them so much. We showed our 12-year-old Rise of the Planet of the Apes, and he was so sad. He's like, I don't want to watch any of the other ones. I'm like, okay. Someday you'll appreciate sad movies, boy. maybe not right now, but someday you will, and you'll like being sad, and you'll seek them out. You'll watch Hallmark movies because you want to feel what it's like to feel again. So Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, I'm excited that my brother said, like, hey, we're Caesar. I'm like, gosh, he dies at the end of the third one. Go watch a movie or something. But I'm stoked about that. Deadpool and Wolverine, that's my number one, obviously. Then sure. Planet of the Apes, then Twister, then the Knuckles TV series. Was there anything else?
And you're not even... Science. You're not even going to rent Wicked.
Scientology, like, not... commercial on repeat, and then Wicked.
Jeez. How are we even friends? How does this work? Yeah. Reverse order for me. No, that's not true.
Wicked, Scientology, commercial on repeat.
Knuckles.
That's where we start to, get a little different there.
Start to cross over. We can agree on
Knuckles.
The third movie we see Twisters.
We agree on a TV show, not the movie. I've heard that there's a Sonic 3. They are making a Sonic 3, but they didn't show a preview for that last night. Rumor is that maybe like in the summer they'll release the teaser for that.
During the less Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple other lingering Super Bowl thoughts, and then we can get off this topic and end the episode. Are you at all aware of the other broadcasts that were made available for the Super Bowl this year?
Yes, the Nickelodeon broadcast.
The Nickelodeon live from Bikini Bottom SpongeBob Super Bowl.
My family asked me, what is this? And I was drunk. So I'm like, I don't even know how do I explain this? It's like they add effects to things when they happen or something. I don't know. Something, and it's on Nickelodeon. They're like, oh, so like they're doing their like own game. Like, no, it's this game. They're putting effects and stuff on there for the kids. They're like, oh, yeah. Oh, there's Taylor Swift. Woo! There's shot.
So I do want to point out that is it Tom Kenny,
yeah,
the voice of SpongeBob?
Yep.
And
great guy.
I apologize. I don't know the voice of Patrick, but those two renowned voice actors were live doing color commentary for the game. I saw they wore this rig that had headphones. They were in like mocap, almost like shirts.
Yeah.
And then the rig had headphones with like an arm out in front of it, and then an iPhone like sitting in front of their face, like staying, like I think using the Face ID type technology to do the face mapping.
Yeah.
And they were just performing throughout the game as SpongeBob and Patrick. And then they had 3D renderings of SpongeBob and Patrick that would do the mocap like mouth movement live. Yeah. And I guess it worked pretty well. They had some other people there calling the game as well. And they had, as you mentioned, all of the extra overlays and stuff stuck to players and the slime zone where slime would explode in the end zone when they rarely made a touchdown. But all of that, super distracting, obviously intended to appeal to a younger audience so that the NFL can maintain their death grip on the American society. Get them while they're young, capture the attention of the children. They will grow up to spend money on the sport. Not that I'm cynical about any of it. And how can you be when Dora the Explorer herself is there to explain to the young audience at home what it means every time the referees call a penalty? I saw a clip last night where she pops up from behind the scoreboard at the bottom of the screen being like, offsides is when an offensive player, or I'm sorry, a neutral, was it neutral zone infraction? No, it was offside.
It had to have been offside,
like,
yeah.
Or a false start. She was explaining a false start, and she like does the thing with her hands, and then she's like, a false start is when a player moves after they've already lined up at the line of scrimmage. That's going to be like 15 yards or whatever. And then Boots jumps up from behind. He's like, because it's a penalty. And it was just, it's chaotic. It was the best kind of way. It was ridiculous.
My son asked during one of the penalties, like, oh, they can decline penalties? Like, yeah, they can decline penalties. He's like, why would they decline a penalty? Like, well, because they ran for 15 and the penalty is only for 5. So if they accept the penalty, they'll end up back here instead of up there. So you can decline the penalty. He's like, huh? Did Dora explain that? I don't think so.
I don't know. I didn't watch the Nick cast.
I'm not asking you. I'm just, it's rhetorical. You know,
it is rhetorical.
I'm saying she did.
But you did bring up your son watching the football game with you. My youngest, my daughter, watched the game with me. She was locked onto the screen, obviously rooting for Taylor Swift's boyfriend and no other outcome. Really only interested when Taylor Swift was on the screen. And as the game progressed, I much like I'm sure you had to explain different aspects of the game and how it works. And I'm like trying to explain how downs work and the scoring system. Oh, no, if they kick it this time, it's 3 points. But if they kick it that time, it's 1 point. Oh, but he blocked it. And oh, okay, this, that, and the other. Oh, it's halftime. And yeah, that's Usher. No. And then,
overtime happens. And I was like, and like for me, I'm like, I don't remember what the overtime rules are. So
plus I've had so many Taylor Swift shots. Like
so like the rules came up on the screen and Chelsea started talking to me. I was like, hold on one sec. I don't know what I need to find out what the rules for overtime are. Okay, now I'll explain it to you.
Please continue. yeah, but she was so stressed out at the end of that game because you know, overtime starts, the 49ers driving down the field. It's like, what does this mean? What does this mean? Is it good or bad? Is it? So I don't know how many times that I had to, and obviously I'm rooting for 49ers. She's rooting for Chiefs. So she's like, was that good or bad? I'm like, I don't know, for you or for me? For me. Was it good for me or was it not? So she was very stressed out. And then when they won, she was very excited.
Yeah.
Good for her. But like in overtime, she's like, this is really stressful. And I'm like, this is how I feel every Sunday.
Yeah.
So
Chelsea was like, I'm glad the Dolphins aren't playing tonight. I'm like, me too. Kind of. You know,
I kind of like them to win.
I kind of want them to win. But also, I knew that I'd be stressed out the entire game. And then we'd lose. And I'd be like,
As much as I'd love to see the Chargers go all the way, it hurts when they lose on like a random Sunday in October.
Yeah.
But losing that game.
Devastating.
Devastated. Devastated. But maybe it'll happen. Harbaugh's in town.
Yeah.
We're rebuilding. Who knows?
Well,
coming for you, AFC West.
They're coming for you. They're coming for you. Strong. You know, that's what we watched the Super Bowl. I'm sure you did too, or maybe you didn't, but you heard people at work or just at McDonald's talking about it. So, you know, we'd love to hear what your thoughts are
on Monday morning.
Yeah. Hey, can you pass some toilet paper? Also, did you see that one play? I mean, they fumbled it on the first drive. Oh, no, I dropped the toilet paper.
Jalapeno popper.
Oh, I dropped the toilet paper roll. Oh, you just fumbled like the 49ers. McCaffrey and fumbled. Yeah. So let us know what you think. Which commercials you liked or anything like that.
Yeah, which movie trailers are you most excited about?
Yeah. Travis, we've given the call to action, but I wanna go ahead and switch into one of our new segments, which is people that we used to work with or currently work with who listen to the podcast minute. Shout out to Mike who listens to the podcast. I saved it for the end because he says he listens to this show. And sometimes I think maybe he puts our audio into a little search engine and then looks for his name. And then finds out where it is that I mentioned him.
Bold strategy, Mike. I don't know that your daughter would be proud of you doing that.
Yeah, I don't know if your daughter. Yeah, that's right, Mike. We share your information with each other. We talk about you behind the scenes and in front of the scenes. You piece of shit. You know, you. shout out to Mike. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Yeah. And also shout out to Sam, who didn't think I'd ever say his name on this podcast. But I'm going to make you listen to 52 minutes of audio and then just patiently wait to see if you find this little tidbit.
He hates sports, but
guy hates sports. There's no way he would listen to this entire podcast where we talk about sports, the one thing he brings up regularly in the office.
Oh no.
Oh no. Shout out to all the listeners, whether we work with you or not. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to this podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please text apathetic enthusiasm to @Fairlife chocolate milk to get
courtesy of 0%
off your next purchase. Yeah, and that's it. That's the episode.
That's it.
We're going to go make a post show with even more ridiculous commentary. You can find that at patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm. And until next time, I'm Travis.
And I'm Brandon. Thank you.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.